Welcome to the Virtual Business Lifestyle Podcast. I'm a regular guest contributor. My name is Dan Andrews, and I am a virtual business owner. If you want to hear more about my business, check it out at lifestylebusinesspodcast.com. Chris and I are friends. We both live here in the Philippines, and today I want to share some thoughts for the beginners or the entrepreneurs who are making that transition from the working class mindset to the entrepreneurial class mindset or the ownership class mindset. One thing I've found is that people who are starting to become entrepreneurs, it's not something that happens overnight. You don't win the lottery and someone drops a business on your plate. This kind of thing happens over the course of many years. And one of the first dominoes to start to go on the path from working class to entrepreneurial class is mindset issues in regards to personal finance. So I think really you can sort of develop a entrepreneurial mindset before you actually own your own business. I think about this when I think about a lot of our employees. The people that work for me, I'm confident that they're gonna own their own business someday. You know, when they get enough capital, when they get the right opportunity comes along, when they get just the right amount of experience, and when they hone in these mindsets that we're talking about. And so I would consider many of my employees part of the entrepreneurial class, even though they aren't owning their own business yet. I want to share some of their attitudes and some of the attitudes that I've developed as I started to become an entrepreneur. By the way, I'm here in Subic Bay in the Philippines, and there's no place in the Philippines that you can get away from construction. So if you hear construction through the microphone, I'm sorry about that, but I'll give you a little bit of local flavor. Getting back to my employees, these are some attitudes that they're developing. These are some of the first financial attitudes that I developed that really started getting me on the road towards the entrepreneurial class. I'm going to talk about three different mindsets that you can look into developing. And so let's just get started with the first one. The first one is debt reduction. So especially in the West, we live highly leveraged lifestyles. Basically, the average person that I know lives way above their means. As an entrepreneur would judge it. Now, the person that wouldn't judge it that way is the money lenders. Nine times out of 10, the people who are winning in the West are the people who are lending you money, not the consumer who gets the marginally better car or the marginally better bedroom set. So one of the first things when I realized, oh my gosh, it's possible for me to own my own business, I started looking at my debt load, because having debt is like an anchor for an entrepreneur. You know, you can't get free. You can't get freedom. You can't free up your time if you're beholden to monthly payments until the end of time. So two quick resources. I really recommend that you listen to Dave Ramsey's podcast. You're already there. You're already listening to podcasts. Go check out Dave Ramsey. He's really easy to find. This guy is one of the most inspiring guys I ever heard. Me and a lot of my friends have listened to Dave Ramsey, and I swear to God, you throw down your earbuds and you're so pumped up, you get just as pumped up about paying off your debt as you would about buying that new flat screen TV. So start thinking about debt reduction. It's an absolute priority to move from a working class mindset to an entrepreneurial class mindset. The second thing I want to talk about is understanding the high opportunity cost of ownership. This is something that working class people, they get sucked into a lot of retail therapy. I used to have a $100,000 a year job, and I remember I would come home from my job and look at Craigslist, and I would look at Porsches, and you know, I had no real money in the bank, and a Porsche was $35,000. But I was doing this math like, oh, you know, it's $550, $600 a month. I can totally afford that. And this is a working class mindset, whereas an entrepreneurial class mindset would say, let's say I've got an entrepreneur friend who might, let's just say he's got 50 grand in the bank. He's going to look at that Porsche and say, it's 35 grand. That's well over half of my net worth. There is absolutely no way I'm going to go out and spend over half of my net worth on an automobile. I mean, this is cash is your opportunity as an entrepreneur, and you're certainly not going to go squander it on something as superficial as just a car. But whereas the working class person who sees themselves 6 years from now in sort of the same treadmill, they're going to say, you know what, I deserve that. I work for that. I deserve that. And this is really dangerous thinking. Let me give you another example of how owning things can have a high opportunity cost. I have a friend who's owned a house now for 15 years. And home ownership is something people go back and forth a lot on it. I don't recommend it at all. Just based on my experience, based on what I've seen. Now, I've never been a homeowner, so you know, take that for a grain of salt. But I'm worried about the burden that homes put on people in terms of mindshare and financially. My friend's owned a home for 15 years. Has probably, if he sells it, he's gonna make 60 grand off of this house. So nothing to sneeze at, but over the course of 15 years, not a lot of money. Now, here comes the kicker, is that this home has prevented my friend from moving an hour away from that home where an industry exists that he could make $30,000 to $40,000 extra dollars a year. This is out in middle America where, you know, industries are really spread out and commute time's a big deal, and you got to be located where the opportunities are. There is an incredible opportunity cost to owning stuff, you know, and especially as a working class person, all that stuff that you buy, a lot of this stuff, and tax rates can be a bit different with homes, but all the things that you're buying, like that bedroom set, that LCD TV, that stuff is all after-tax spending, which means, you know, in the United States, you could be paying 36% extra to buy all this stuff, whereas if instead you develop this strong personal financial fiscal responsibility, build your business, and then when you make a little bit of cash, you buy these things in a corporation setting, and you're saving 36% on this stuff. So it's definitely something to think about as the entrepreneur class thinking. Let's move on to my third and final point. By the way, let me just back up and say, don't take any tax advice from me. I'm just trying to put ideas in your head to inspire you to think about your finances. At the end of the day, this isn't about taking what I say and implementing it or anything. I mean, that is not entrepreneurial class thinking. Entrepreneurial class thinking is taking 100% responsibility for your finances. And I think that that's absolutely critical. Like, no one can tell you how to do it. You're going to have to sharpen that pencil and get strong and really be focused on your goals here. Number three, I think one final important point and transition that needs to be made from a working class mindset to the entrepreneurial class mindset is thinking at 40,000 feet, really thinking about the big financial picture. It's incredible to me, and I've had so many conversations in the last few weeks, people that work at jobs for 10, 15, 20 years, and they really have no reason. They have no goal. Why are you working? What are you going to do with the money? It's very much this hamster wheel thing. Well, I got to pay for the house. Well, I got to pay for my boat. Well, I got to pay for my TVs. Well, and it's just on and on and on, and there's no real reason. Let me share with you one quick little thing I did that really inspired me to quit my job. Like when I did this exercise, it was really meaningful to me, and I think it's going to strike everybody a little bit differently. So I'm interested to hear how it strikes you. But here's what I did. I sat down and I said, let's say for the next 8 years, I'm rocking and I'm just crushing it at a job, and it's consistent, and my industry stays strong, and I make 100 grand a year. Okay, and let's say after taxes, I take 60 grand of that home. Okay, because I'm an employee, I gotta pay all these taxes. I live in California; it's real expensive. Let's say I listen to Dave Ramsey, and I'm really sharp, and I put away 15% of my earnings every year. And this is incredible. I mean, I would be 1% of American citizens. I would be absolutely an incredible savings machine, you know. And let's also assume that no black swan events happen, nothing crazy happens. Let's assume that no family member gets deathly ill, you know, obviously this is very unlikely, but let's just assume, you know, let's assume that I've got no kids that got into Harvard and they're going to wipe out my life savings, you know. After 8 years of busting my butt with no catastrophes, no students going to Harvard, I would have 90 grand in my bank account. Now, I want you to think about that, and you should probably check my math on that too, by the way, but let's just think about this as a general concept. Think about 8 years. Think about where you were 8 years ago and what it feels like to go through 8 years, especially at a job that might, you know, have no ownership in, something that you might not have a full passion for, and everything going just the way you planned it, which, as we know with jobs and industries, you can't always count on that. You've got 90K, nothing to sniff at, nothing to sniff at all. But for me, I just absolutely could not bear the idea of trading 8 years of my life, best case scenario, to walk with 90K. I mean, if you don't have a business and you got 90K in the bank, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go out and buy a franchise and buy yourself a job. I mean, you haven't been developing those entrepreneurial skills, maybe. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of uncertainty to me. And I really think that this is, and here's, you might listen to that example and say, oh, you're an idiot, man. Like, I could rule the world with 90K. And absolutely, you could. But the very fact that you're thinking about it that way is exactly entrepreneurial class thinking. So you're light years ahead of the game. Stepping back from your earning and asking yourself, why am I earning? What am I going to do with this money? Why is it meaningful to me? Absolutely entrepreneurial class. Anyway, as I say at the end of my lifestyle business podcast, the absolute most entrepreneurial class thing you can do is make a cold call. Anyway, if you enjoy this podcast, check out virtualbusinesslifestyle.com and leave me a little commenty, and I will get back to you. Thank you so much.